Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Game 5 NBA Finals tonight. Is Dan, are you okay in there? Dan just dropped the phone. Are you okay?
I didn't hit my foot. We're good.
All right,
and
good.
I didn't break the phone either, so we're good times too.
It's game 5. I thought that the Oklahoma City Thunder would win game 4, if you recall, last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been butchering predictions all playoffs long.
You have.
So I thought they'd win game 4, and I think they're going to win the series. Because I said whoever wins game 4 is going to win the series.
Okay.
So that means OKC. I wonder if our buddy who's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline agrees. From HoopsWire.com, fresh off his Father's Day celebration, he's Mr. Sam Amico. Hello, Sam.
Hey, Sammy.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Couldn't be finer. How about you?
You didn't go to Hoosier Gym for Father's Day, did you? What's the name of the gym itself?
I forgot. No, but if the family had asked, what do you want to do, that's where we would have been. Instead, they
just so the three of you could shoot free throws in a movie set.
Right.
Yeah, I get it. Right. Okay, all right. Yeah. Respect it.
Exactly.
Sam sent me video, what was it, 2 weeks ago? Sam has a son who made his first basket on a 10-foot hoop in the Hoosier gym.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
I can feel
couldn't
it.
Have been couldn't have been. I said, you're no longer grounded now that you made that basket. So he was excited.
Before we get to the trade that is big, game 5 tonight, Thunder Pacers. Did the tide turn in game 4 when Oklahoma City went to Indianapolis and won game 4? And are they the favorites now? Or do you expect the Pacers to bounce back nicely?
You know, first of all, it's pretty wild to me that we're talking about the Pacers and the Thunder in the middle of June.
Yeah.
For the NBA Finals. But, and obviously Indiana had that game in game 4, they're the team that's usually coming back in the final moments and winning the game. And here we saw Oklahoma City do that on the road. It's hard to get a gauge on this series. I think these teams are about as evenly matched as you can get. But, you know, look, you have 3 games now, best of 3, and 2 of them would be in OKC. I think that that pretty much, I would think that that would pretty much give the big edge to Oklahoma City to be able to take this. And this may go 7. It may, you know, it very well could. So, now after seeing Indiana take the 2-1 lead and thinking they were going to win it, now I'm gone back to saying Oklahoma City's probably going to get it done.
I did, but Indiana's so weird. They thrive in the other gym. Like, maybe they split, but they still seem to thrive when they play on the road. They don't seem to care at all.
They seem, you're right, Andy, and they seem to thrive when everybody has counted them out, which has happened probably 20 times from, you know, the start of the playoffs. So, this is right where they are, and we heard Tyrese Halliburton say it the other night, we're just, you know, we remain confident. We don't care where we play or how much we're trailing by. I think we've proven that, so this is a situation where, you'd be silly to completely count them out because they've been able to time and time again overcome these situations where it's not looking good. So,
Sam Amico joining us from HoopsWire.com. We had another one of those kind of deals yesterday, not officially announced, but it looks as if Desmond Bain going to the Orlando Magic from the Memphis Grizzlies. He's a real good player. Is he, you know, top of the heap NBA talent? I don't think so, but he's really good. And among other things, what, 2 players, Cole Anthony, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, 4 number ones, and a pick swap. going to Memphis. I think these trades are insane, Sam. And, you know, Rudy Gobert gets traded in one to Minnesota. Donovan Mitchell gets traded in a deal like that to the Cavs. DeJounte Murray, Pascal Siakam. I don't know that we're going to know how these are playing out yet because most of those picks are still to be used by those teams. What was your initial reaction when you saw that deal?
Yeah, I thought that was, look, Orlando, everybody in the East and can make this case, we can be next year's Pacers, right? Well, Orlando's biggest problem is they shot 31% on threes all year. So a guy like Desmond Bain, who shot 42% on threes for a career, is exactly what they need, right? They need a guy who's going to help out Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner and create some outside shooting. And if Jalen Suggs stays healthy, well, now you have a pretty tough backcourt. And we saw the Pacers, that's what they have, and them Harden and Smith. So they look at it, I'm sure, like 4 first-round picks sounds like a lot, but 3 of those are the Magic's. So they're figuring we're going to end up in the 25-30 range draft-wise anyway. Not a huge loss. The one big pick in there is the lesser of the Suns and the Wizards next year, which could be a lottery pick. It's not protected. So that's why the Grizzlies made the deal. But the Magic are looking at this like the Cavs, the Knicks, maybe the Sixers, maybe the Bucks. We can be next year's Pacers. Now, the Magic could still lose in the first round next year. So could the Cavs, the Knicks, the Sixers. But they're looking at it like Indiana made this run. We can do that too. And I think that with the window being wide open in the Eastern Conference, or at least, you know, you're thinking it's wide open. Well, we went out and got a really, really good number 3 guy who can make outside shots. So filled a need, gave up 4 picks. It sounds like a lot, but I look at that and I'm like, well, they're thinking those picks are going to fall, you know, in the late 20s, and that's not a huge deal. So I like to trade for the Magic, sadly. I think that puts them up another level. Bane's not an all-star, but he fills a need, and he does it, you know, supposedly very well.
Sam, if you're the Cavs and you see that deal, do you feel like you've got to work some kind of magic to make sure you're better than Orlando? I hate to use that word magic, but...
too late.
Yeah, do you feel pressure to make a move? Does that put pressure on the front office where I don't know, there's just fear of missing out, I think, sometimes from the Cavaliers. Not that the front office is like that, but historically, yeah, there's been some fear of missing out, I think, over there.
Yeah. I think probably more than that trade is what they saw from themselves in the playoffs. And you know, realizing, look, we finished 64-18, so we had a pretty good total body of work. We just didn't get it done when it mattered, which is, you know, May and June. And how do we get there? I don't think that this fear this trade, Andy, is going to strike fear in them, but I think they realize, look, Orlando is pretty good already and they just fill the need. They'll have Suggs coming back from injury next year. This is a tight race here in the Eastern Conference. What do we do to turn 64-18 into a berth in the finals? How do we get there? And so even before this trade, they've been exploring things and looking at things and talking to people and seeing what kind of deal they can pull off, if any. I think that this deal, though, Andy, this trade with the Magic and Grizzlies probably does make them realize, okay, Orlando just got better, you know, at least on paper. So, you know, how do we get better? And they'd been exploring that even before this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
This trade.
Sam Amico joining us, hoopswire.com, Sam's website where he's all over everything that's going on in the NBA. If I'm the Cavs and another team in the East now can roll out a backcourt, let's say it's Suggs, 6'5", 6'5", along with Banchero and Wagner, 6'9", 6'10", and competent center play with Wendell Carter and Goga Patesi, I think I'm pronouncing his name correctly, and in the middle, and they'll make some other moves. And I'm the Cavs, and I still have the smaller backcourt. Am I still comfortable, or am I thinking, man, this might not fly, and we might have to make some kind of a move?
Yeah, I think they're probably considering that. You know, I think more than anything from everything I'm hearing is they want to keep the core four together. That's the plan. Now, how do we add reinforcements around them? That's kind of a conundrum, you know, because you're up against the salary cap issues. You don't have a lot of pieces that people are clamoring for. You know, a lot of these trades that we're hearing, or at least trade rumors with Isaac Okoro and Dean Wade, can you trade them and get guys who fill a need that are similar type of players numbers wise and probably minutes wise? But I think that, yes, look, we have a smaller backcourt. That's okay. They have to guard us too, but we need depth there. We need some toughness. And how do we go about getting those things given all our, I don't want to say labor issues or salary issues under the new labor agreement, but how do we go about finding toughness in the backcourt? And Jeff, yeah, maybe some size. Do we have to give up Darius Garland to get tougher? I don't think that they think that, but I think they're open to finding out.
What do you think the value is on Okoro or Dean Wade?
Well, can you fill a need? I think there's value there. They you know, they're both strong wing defenders, and we've seen in the finals what's gotten these two teams above everybody else with the Pacers and the Thunder is their ability to defend the wing and have physical guys who can defend the wing. So Wade and Okoro do have some value in that sense, and with the Cavs looking for a real, true, playable power forward backup center type, you could probably find one of those guys with either Wade or Okoro. So I think they do have some value, but you're looking, you know, when you trade one of those guys, you trade a guy who's playing half the game, maybe you're getting a 15 to 20 minute guy. You're not getting a starter or a major contributor. And I think that that's possible. So that's why they're presumably floating their names out there to find one of those, fill one of those needs, which is particularly someone to back up Jared Allen and Evan Mobley.
In other words, stay tuned because the finals will end, free agency will begin, the draft, and even more trades to come. Sammy, thank you. You can read all about it at hoopswire.com whenever anything goes down in the NBA. Sam and his staff all over everything, hoopswire.com. Thanks, bud.
All right, guys, thanks for having me. We'll chat with you soon.
Sam Amico.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.